Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento creative scene is remembering Charles Thomas, a.k.a. Ground Chuck, a well-known artist, musician, and man about town who inspired the city's Chalk It Up Festival, amongst many other things. He passed away Sunday at the age of 56, and condolences have flooded social media. Even the Deftones weighed in, posting RIP to a Sacramento legend, rest easy, Ground Chuck. Earlier this week on Insight, comedian Keith Lowell Jensen briefly captured the spirit and the beloved influence of Ground Chuck.
Ground Chuck was just the heart of Midtown, doing chalk art outside of restaurants, playing in 100 different bands. And anytime he saw me, he would cross the street to come tell me a joke that he had made up. So he was one of the comedians on our very first comedy night at Luna's, and he was on Insight for that. He had Tourette's, and so when he was on Insight, he warned them, I might say something I'm not supposed to say, and they said, well, we have it ready. And he was proud of himself. He did well. But just a force of artistic integrity, a person that sometimes had trouble keeping himself housed or his health managed, and yet every day was doing art and being creative and always quick with an I love you and just encouraging the rest of us to be artistic and to be hardcore. So I love you, Ground Chuck. We'll miss you.
And as Keith alluded to, he booked Ground Chuck for his very first night of the Comedy Night Showcase at the former Luna's in Sacramento. And Keith thought that former Insight host Jeffrey Callison would be the perfect person to interview Ground Chuck. That interview took place more than a decade ago, way back in June of 2009. The following year, in 2010, Ground Chuck would be named one of Sacramento's 100 most interesting people by the Sac News and Review, SNR. We're going to take a listen back now to that Insight interview from 2009. Here's Jeffrey with the introduction.
Ground Chuck, welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Well, back in like 85, 86, I was like 15, a big red mohawk, and I started doing comedy in front of people at the Sam's Hop Rail when John Hartsman used to play, the old John Hartsman guy. And then I still do the comedy at the Metro Bar and Grill stand-up comedy a long, long time ago. And before I had my own material, I was just doing like Bill Cosby routines and stuff. And then I, finally made it. And it was a lot of fun. And I, ever since then, I've been kind of, I have Tourette's. So I really love comedy. I make up words in my head and stuff. So ever since then, I really wanted to come back and do it, and Keith is such a really awesome dude.
Keith Lowell Jensen is behind Comedy Night.
He brings out, and I'm always about supporting, doing my art to support other people, and Keith invited me to do this, and I was like, this is really cool.
When you are doing a routine, do you have it all scripted out or planned out in your mind, or are you riffing on it?
When I do a routine, I try to plan it. But I also know that when I'm around my friends and things come up, I could spark some good stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how to do both of those things and not put myself on the spot, because I have Tourette, so I'm really kind of sensitive too, and I could either be totally funny or I could wind up getting really angry and upset and want just walking out the door.
I see.
But I try to ad lib a little bit too, but it's just you got to come up, you got to have something to say.
Sure. My guest is Ground Chuck, comedian. Now, I mentioned that you do other things too.
Yes.
Let's talk about your musical work, punk and metal.
Yeah, punk, metal. I do like punk and I like metal, but in the youth music scene, I try to say reggae, hip hop, punk, and metal, because those are four styles that have a lot of the same things in common, integrity, and a lot of young people like of those four styles, for the more of the underground or music scene, and I try to incorporate those two other things in there, even when I'm playing live, like punk or metal, like we'll do a little reggae or a little hip hop in between the songs or something.
Did you start out with punk?
Yeah, basically, when I was 15, I started hanging out, you know, around the, you know, the mall, and I started became this little punk rock kid. And my first show, I wound up working for Clear and Distinct Ideas at the Crest Theater. And then the next day, I wound up getting to work with the guys from Agent Orange, who played the Elk Grove High School prom at the Scottish Rite Temple. And Agent Orange is a, you know, really well-known band. Yeah, and so, you know, as time goes on, you kind of, you know, get along, get into different styles and stuff and get a little older. I think that punk and metal, you know, they both have equal value. You know, I try not to, I don't like separating things too much. I don't think that you should, it'd be about style. It's, you know, there's good music and there's not so good music. But I think that keeping things together and being one of those people that's the advocate of not hating things because of the style is important, you know.
Your current band is called MDL, yeah. Mental Defective League.
Yes.
Where does that title come from?
That comes from Ken Kesey's book, One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest. And it basically has to do with the fact that he, you know, he broke the rules and he created, you know, created some, I don't know what the word is, you know, created some unruliness only in the interest of brightening the lives of those people who were stuck in there, who had nothing else to look forward to. And he paid the price for that. But I think it's really cool to have an example if, like, to break the rules in honor of brightening someone's day or brightening their lives or doing something, which is cool, you know, because we have a lot of, you know, mentally dysfunctional or mentally ill people in Sacramento and stuff too, and they're kind of misunderstood. I have Tourette's, and I understand what that's like, you know.
Yeah, we have a clip of a song from your band. Is it Brost or Brost?
Brost, Romanian Brost. For crazy man.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Okay.
So you're singing along to it. Why did you choose whoever wrote the song, why did you choose the Romanian word for crazy man for the title of the song?
Okay, there's this guy who lived across the street from me over on Capitol and 17th, and all these different people would compete to have an unauthorized yard sale next to the store. And this guy would have this big old yard sale, and he had the silver teeth, and he would try to sell me stuff that I knew didn't even work, but he's my friend, and so I'd buy some stuff from him. He's a nice guy. And so I asked him, well, how do you say crazy man in Russian? He goes, oh, you know, Romanian. I go, even better, you know. So he said, Brost. So I came up with Brost, and so I kind of came up with that, and I was thinking about if the modern day Frankenstein, Dracula, all these people actually are like mentally ill people who are like on Prozac, and they're down at the Transylvanian bus depot and you know, they're dealing with their stuff too. And it just kind of just put together that song. It's just something because, you know, Vlad the Impaler, and
sure.
it's awesome. I love history too. And I love the mixing of comedy. A lot of punk rock songs have that comedy thing in there, which is really fun, you know.
Now, we're talking about the comedy show that you're in, but you mentioned to me before we started this part of the show that your band MDL has a Mexican metal gig coming up. What's that about?
I put on shows too, as well, at the Distillery. And I really love metal bands that are, like, you know, international. Well, I grew up in, like, Alkalite Flats, and I went to Washington School, and I learned Spanish, and I love the Mexican family type thing a lot. And there's not very many Mexican metal bands. The ones that people know about, one or two, they don't actually live in Mexico. But my neighbors, and I've known them for a long time, they're called La Bestia, and they're like heavy metal band, and they sing in Spanish, and they have such a good attitude, and I really am honored to put their show together. So it's going to be our final show at MDL with our original lineup, which has been going on for like 9 years. But Mexican metal sounds so much better in Spanish.
I can imagine. Gran Chuck, comedian, appearing in the debut comedy night this Wednesday evening. He's also a musician and a sidewalk chalk artist. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that seemed to be Ground Chuck's biggest legacy, shedding light on the Sacramento art scene and all of the creative people who make it happen. In honor of Ground Chuck, there'll be an open mic at 7 p.m. tonight at Maddie Groves Brewery in Midtown. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.